the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. Welcome to the show, folks. This is James Kelso. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on May 8th, 2017. We have the full complement on board this evening. Paul Fromm, are you still in Japan, Paul?
Oh, I'm back in Port Credit, Ontario.
All righty, welcome back.
And
in Maryland, George. Thank you, George.
Good to be here. Good to have Paul back.
Let's launch off into another 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. And we'll cover some news stories. We'll feature your phone calls at 800-313-9443. And, I'll tell you. My, how things are changing. I remember when I used to look for news, I used to have to go to Google News and just kind of look at whatever Google put up. No more.
Folks, pretty miserable stuff on Google News.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I haven't looked at it in 3 or 4 months. Wouldn't bother me at all if they disappeared altogether.
What we've got now my favorite is Breitbart. And I was suggesting in either yesterday or the day before, I was suggesting that Matt Drudge, I was hoping he'd put together a news agency like Breitbart. But, it just occurred to me, Matt Drudge doesn't have to do that. He can achieve the same effect by simply linking to Breitbart. Pretty easy. Matt's got the huge audience, the huge reach. And I guess my peanut gallery suggestion to you, Matt, now is more links to Breitbart, fewer links to the Washington Compost or the New York Times or any of these other fish wraps. And there you go. And that's easily done. So let's go to Breitbart and some great stories. Here's one. One of our favorite guys, Steve Bannon. Excellent story tonight on Steve Bannon and a bunch of other stories. Let me start with some audio. Let's go to, I'll tell you, I told you earlier, I love Lou Dobbs. I think Lou Dobbs gets it in a big, big way. Here's Lou Dobbs and Sean Hannity today, and just about a minute or so of their repartee. Here they are today. Assessing Donald Trump.
They are the precious, wonderful, inclusive party.
It has something to do, I think, Sean, with who is president, don't you? The number of Democrats, as you say, who supported actually paying some attention to the national sovereignty just 10 years ago to about 2009-10. Those people are gone. They are now Schumerites. They are, you know, the acolytes of the head clown, as President Trump calls him, and they have been clowns. And what I can't understand, actually, Sean, is why anybody takes the left seriously in this country. I really think the president is in a very good place. He has done more than any president in the in recent history, certainly in the last half century, in the first 98 days of his presidency. And to sit here and to watch, you know, Laura, bless her heart, she's trying to be nice to Paul Ryan. As you know, I never have worked very hard to be. I think the man is absolutely a disaster. He's become nothing less than a caricature as House Speaker. He's inept, and the conference, if they don't get rid of him, we're going to watch this nonsense go on in perpetuity.
You know, what's so frustrating, I know you have actually called for the Speaker to step down.
Absolutely.
And you're one of the few. What's so frustrating is the opportunity that's presented to the country before us to really institute change. You know, we've been going over in this program, I won't put up the list tonight, but all the accomplishments of the president, keeping his promise, checking off his list, he's not perfect, nobody's perfect, but he's done a really good job.
Well, he's pretty close to perfect, Sean.
Pretty close.
Everything he can do on his own, he's doing. He's worked his tail off, still is. Yeah. Meanwhile, taking care of national defense, national security, and all the challenges that aren't on the Trump agenda. I mean, it's truly remarkable what he's doing and the credit that he is not receiving for what he's done. But, you know, I think he's in a good place, and I'm inferring from watching him just in the last few days. He's no longer, you know, he is perfectly willing, if the House is so reticent to do the people's business, then let that fall on the heads of Paul Ryan and his leadership team.
I'll pause it right there. Lou Dobbs sounding a little like Kelso. What was his phrase? Pretty close to perfect. I like it. So that's a good start today. That's, I think, two of the guys who have it best, Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs, I think really hitting the ball over the center field fence every day in their shows on Fox. Very good stuff there. Let me put something else out here for us to talk about tonight. The return of Steve Bannon after his after the mainstream, lamestream media informed us that Bannon was on the skids. Well, he never was on the skids. And here's a great article in Breitbart today. Bannon, not a racist or anti-Semitic, says liberal former Hollywood partner. Jeff Quatennens, founder of the Hollywood management company The Firm, has told The Hollywood Reporter that Stephen K. Bannon, his former partner, the former Breitbart executive chairman, and now White House senior advisor, is, quote, not a racist or anti-Semitic, unquote. Quatennens, who supported socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, independent of Vermont, in the 2016 presidential elections, went further, calling Bannon brilliant and vouching for his great character. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter's Paul Bond, Quatennens explained that while he disagreed with Bannon's views, he admired his ability to express them and respected his right to do so. The Hollywood Reporter asks, did you know his politics? Quatennens, I don't remember at what point I learned his politics, but as a liberal, I believe in a free marketplace of ideas.
Wow.
And that's
old-fashioned liberal.
Yeah, not very fashionable. And I have people who believe all sorts of things at my company, and I'm very politically active. While Steve worked with me, I'd given seven figures to the DCCC, I guess that's the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, presidential candidates such as Richard Gephardt and Bill Bradley, as well as several statewide candidates and others. But as a liberal, I don't judge people on their politics. I judge them on their character. That's even rarer, Paul. From what I knew then and what I know now, Steve has great character. He's not a racist or anti-Semitic. Things like that are absurd. Did you ever witness anything that could be interpreted as anti-Semitic? I know that he's not anti-Semitic. I am absolutely positive that he's not anti-Semitic or racist. It is absurd. I am Jewish. Roy Furman was Jewish. Andrew Breitbart was Jewish. I didn't know that. I just learned that right there. He is not anti-Semitic, period. So why does MSNBC keep talking about him being anti-Semitic? Because they're, I love this answer from Botnets, because they're wrong. A lot of sane, I think a better answer would be because they're vicious. A lot of sane liberals realize there's bias in the press in both directions. But when it comes to Steve, he's not part of the establishment, and his values are not for sale. He believes what he believes, and he stands by it. People don't like it when someone has conviction. Skip down a little bit more. Well, there you go. So that, oh, he goes, and he says, she says, he says, Steve worked his ass off and did good work. So there you go. This is the Steve Bannon's star is rising. And, of course, Steve Bannon is just a font of practical, common sense, nationalist thinking, America first thinking, really wonderful. And we've been documenting over the last few days a dip for the Jared Kushner star, and it's based on some really, really bad developments for him, including his sister Nicole selling Kushner influence for $500,000 HB5 visas in Shanghai and Beijing. a couple of other such scandals, which I think have really tarnished the Kushner star. So I like all of that. Bannon's our guy. One of our guys. And then some more of our guys got in today. Here's another story. The White House has nominated 10 more judges. And these are great judges, adding to the Neil Gorsuch triumph. Here's a story I like also. And this is the sort of thing that's going on now every day at the inner workings of the Trump administration. ICE announces crackdown on congressional interference with deportations. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, announced a new policy, that would be a Trump policy, to pare back congressional leaders' ability to delay removals of illegal aliens, according to a letter obtained Monday by Breitbart News. See, Breitbart, original news here. Stays of removal are frequently issued to aliens otherwise slated for deportation when members of Congress introduce what are called private bills to individually grant those aliens permanent legal status. While these bills rarely come to a vote and are even more rarely passed, ICE previously granted aliens stays of removal as a matter of course, while the bills are formally under consideration, a policy that can allow otherwise removable persons to remain in the United States for years or in perpetuity. Liberal members of Congress, and I won't name them all, have resorted to introducing these private bills to prevent deportations when the regular administrative process is exhausted. I'll bet you have things like that in Canada, Paul.
Yes.
In the light of President Donald Trump's executive order to place new emphasis on the deportation of aliens convicted of crimes, ICE has re-evaluated this policy, according to the letter sent to congressional leaders Friday. And you could substitute re-evaluate the word trash. From now on, stays of removal will only be issued when specially requested by the chairs of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees or the relevant subcommittees, which means it ain't going to happen. In the current Congress, all of these posts are held by Republicans. And even when specially requested, these stays will now be much shorter and only temporary. And over 950,000 aliens have pending removal orders against them as of last May, according to now acting ICE Director Holman's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee. And notice, folks, with these Trump officials, you hear this phrase, now acting. Why are they acting? Well, because this, the dopes in the Senate won't confirm them. The Schumerites, as Lou Dobbs called them. Only about 300 federal immigration judges who are part of the Department of Justice are working through this backlog, although the Trump administration has pledged to rapidly expand this number. So there you go, folks. All good news there from our president. And, making the gladdening the heart of folks like Paul Fromm. You know, Paul, how long have you been toiling in the vineyards of finally stopping the immigration deluge?
Well, I would say really since it began to show up big time in the late 70s. So, you know, quite a long time.
Yes, and folks, you know, it's a... You know, Paul, you've written so many newsletters, given so many speeches, traveled so many tens of thousands of miles, just now returned from Japan. Let me ask you this on your trip to Japan. Are the Japanese aware how nationalist they are and how smart that is?
Yeah, there's a lot of disappointment among some of the Japanese I spoke to. They're afraid of their declining birth rate. There's a lot of apprehension about North Korea and China.
But are they conscious there? You know, Japan stands out as a country where you know, talking about being invaded, you can't get into Japan. You can't invade Japan. You can't get a stay of removal. Are they aware of how much we admire that nationalism on their part? And are they even aware? Is it a conscious thing they do, or is it just sort of innate to being Japanese?
It's innate to being Japanese. You know, they have a very strong racial bias in favor of their own people, and I say more power to them. That's healthy. In fact, there are a lot of Japanese who are being born abroad. There's a big Japanese colony in Peru and in Brazil that have been there, you know, 80, 100 years. And although many of these people speak Japanese, they were immediately singled out as outsiders and not quite part of the tribe when they go back to Japan. You know, there's a very strong racial consciousness. And, you know, more power to those people I met in the nationalist movement. I tried to convey the admiration so many of us here in North America have for their strength and for they don't buy into this nonsense, the self-destructive, suicidal, slash your wrists nonsense that we need diversity. Let me just read something that this moron, who was elected last night as the président de la France, what he said. There is no...
Oh, is that, Paul, is that the correct pronunciation of Emmanuel Moron?
No, Macron.
Oh, I thought it was Moron.
No, Emmanuel the Macro. 39 years old, not exactly trolling after younger women. He's got a 64-year-old wife who used to be his drama teacher. There's strong rumors that Macron is actually homosexual. But anyway, globalization, he says, can be a great opportunity. Sounds like somebody we know, right? And secondly, there's no such thing as French culture. There is culture in France, and it is diverse. That reminds me of our own trust fund kid who says Canada is the first postmodern country, first postmodern nation state, and we do not have a political culture. but this is the mindset of the New World Order globalists, and of course they all rallied to his cause. The Kenyan endorsed him, and our own prime minister was not at all subtle about who he preferred.
Paul, race is just a social construct. We got a little break here, and then we are so privileged. Laura in Michigan is coming back to us. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We are back, and Paul and George were very privileged here. I don't want to keep her waiting 1 second more than necessary. And first, let me ask Laura in Michigan. Laura, did I do or say anything that I shouldn't have when you were last on the show? Come in, Laura.
My cell phone battery died.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. in the last show?
Yeah. I had been on hold for an hour, and my phone gave out. That's all it was.
That's my fault. And the I didn't think I'd done anything wrong, but folks, if I may return, just pick up where we left off, Laura. Paul, you know, in the middle of our show, you know, one of our dearest callers, Laura in Michigan, everybody in the show knows her, but we learned something new about her. She said, Kelso, turn to page 83 of Philip Turney's new book, Erasing the Liberty, to the chapter called Yellowstone. And this is about a tender, a repair ship, and a supply ship, the USS Yellowstone. And listen to what we learned. I'm just reading, you know, on the air, Paul. I'm reading it for the first time. And it says, at the same time the Saratoga, the aircraft carrier, was attempting to aid our ship, another U.S. Navy vessel was coming to our rescue. We didn't know this at the time, but found out just a short time ago, 50 years late, Paul. In fact, If it wasn't for the wife of a Navy vet, we in the world may have never been made aware of this hidden chapter of the attack on my ship. Robert Thomas, I hope I pronounced this correctly, Laura,
Erpelding,
Erpelding, a Michigan native who enlisted in the Navy in 1966 at the age of 18, was serving as a deckhand aboard the USS Yellowstone. Bob, that's Bob, I guess that's Robert. Robert Erpelding explained his connection to the Liberty. And here he is now. This is this crew member of the Yellowstone speaking. A couple of years ago, my wife, Laura, that got my attention, said, "Did you ever know about the USS Liberty?" And I said, "No." She told me a little bit about what she had heard. And Paul, this is our Laura.
Right.
And I said I was in the med at the same time. And then the bell rang, her husband said. That's when I said something was going on there. She's the one, Laura, in Michigan, that pushed me, that's Phil Turney, or pushed Robert Erpelding, to contact Phil Turney, but I kept telling her, I don't have a story. It's not like I was involved in anything. But Bob did have a story, a huge story. The Yellowstone, nicknamed Queen of the Tenders and Old Faithful, was a destroyer tender named for Yellowstone National Park, the second U.S. Navy vessel to bear that name. A destroyer tender provides maintenance support to destroyers and other small warships. Bob recalled the day he heard our ship was attacked. This is Phil Turney talking. We were in Malta, said Bob, and scheduled to go to Naples later, probably a week or two later, I think. They passed the word the ship was going to get underway immediately. They got us underway and we were going flank about 14 knots, probably. It was my understanding, this is all new knowledge now, Paul, we got about 10 to 15 miles from the Liberty and they told us to shut down and turn around. And we didn't think anything of it at the time, but we didn't go back to Malta. We went to Naples. I never thought about it. I served on a couple of ships afterward. And then Phil Turney says, this is another heartbreaking episode of the cover-up of the attack on my ship. The Queen of the Tenders, it's 480 feet long, big ship, was just a few nautical miles away and could have provided much-needed aid for our men and ship, but our own government ordered the Yellowstone to steam away from us instead of rushing towards us, forcing us to wait almost a full additional day for help to arrive. Thank you. Now, this is Phil Turney speaking. Thank you, Laura in Michigan, and Bob, her husband, for coming forward with your story that sheds light on this shameful chapter of U.S. history. Isn't that beautiful, Paul?
That is. And you know, I had read that elsewhere, that the rescue was cut off.
It's mind-boggling. Not on Donald Trump's watch, folks. We'll bring it up to date right after this break. Stay with us, please, Laura.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. This show, sponsored by the American Freedom Party, a small party of patriots. We endorsed Donald Trump right at the get-go when he announced his candidacy, recognizing he was the real deal. We still offer you that thought, that Donald Trump is the real deal. And, you know, of course, we hope you'll put your shoulder to the wheel with Donald Trump, as we are doing. And you, if you have $25 that's burning a hole in your pocket, you might join the American Freedom Party for that modest amount at our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Well, Laura in Michigan is with us. Laura, just, you know, this is such an honor to have you on our show. Sure.
I had a quick suggestion.
Sure.
Something that we can do. We could call the White House hotline and ask and say something like this: President Trump, please bring home the USS Liberty's lifeboat home with you that the Israelis took as a trophy. If we get about 2,000 people call in, it might get Donald Trump's curiosity up about it.
Yes. And, you know, folks, the 50th you know, how can you say anniversary? It will be 50 years ago on June 8th, in just 31 days, that the Liberty was attacked in a vicious assault by, you know, air and sea forces. June 8th, 2017, that'll be my own 69th birthday. On June 8th, 1967, that was my 19th birthday, just a year younger than Phil Turney, who was 20 on board the Liberty. And so this, Phil Turney makes the point that the crew is getting very old. There aren't as many left anymore. And so time is of the essence. I'll tell you what, the same applies to Donald Trump, 70 years old, and he'll be 78 when he retires, having transformed America and pulled us out of the fire. But Paul, we old guys, boy, we got our work cut out for us in the next 8 years.
We sure do. But I think good things are happening, and not all quite what we want. But I think we're basically ahead of the game so far, and much further ahead than we'd have been if Hillary won.
Yes, and the. Well, the
I was going to tell you the telephone number for the White House comment line, 202-456-1111.
Okay, and folks, the suggestion is, Mr. President, bring home the life raft from the USS Liberty that one of the Israeli torpedo boats actually pulled up on its deck. They were, you know, filling the... Folks, this is actually, under the Geneva Convention, a war crime. If somebody's trying to put their wounded into the water in life rafts, you shoot at those life rafts or that effort, you have just committed a war crime and can be tried in The Hague for a war crime. And that was a war crime.
That's right.
And they picked up that, Phil Turney made it clear that they only had a few life rafts left. They had a lot of life rafts on the ship when the day began, plenty for the crew. They had nothing by the end of the day. Napalm, rockets, armor-piercing shells destroyed all their ability to get a crew off. I'm a little bit far afield here with this. I just want to get this another piece of good news in here for the audience to contemplate. This is from Breitbart again, and they write with this original reporting. And pardon me for the digression, Laura, but I know you'll like this. And so it begins. Well, go ahead.
I was going to hang up, and I just hope everybody will call. Everybody
okay.
wants to do something. It's something very simple to do right from their home.
All Thank right.
you.
And Laura?
Yes, and Laura, I've called that number, and it really does work. And the wait
right.
time varies from a minute to 10 minutes. It's worth doing. A real human being answers it, and they say, we will pass the word on to the office of the president.
And that will pique his curiosity. Yeah, that will pique his curiosity. And as Paul mentioned, it's evident Donald Trump is a man who knows history and reads history. He is a real thinker.
Okay, thank you,
Laura. We'll regard you as our fourth sidekick here on our show. Well, here's a good headline, folks. And so it begins, Trump's great climate purge. Finally, the Trump administration is starting to get serious about taking on the green blob. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, perhaps stung by criticisms that he was turning into a squish, today reaffirmed in an interview with CNBC that he is not a believer in catastrophic man-made global warming. Quote, quoting our new EPA Administrator, folks, you pinch yourself, this is actually real. I think that measuring with precision human activity on the climate is something very challenging to do, and there's tremendous disagreement about the degree of impact. So, no, I would not agree that it's a primary contributor to the global warming that we see, but we don't know that yet, unquote. This new boldness coincides with a purge of warmest scientific advisors at both the EPA and the Interior Department. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has chosen to replace half of the members on one of its key scientific review boards, while Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is reviewing the charter and charge of more than 200 advisory boards, committees, and other entities, both within and outside of his department. EPA and Interior officials began informing outside advisors of the move on Friday, and notifications continued over the weekend. In other words, clear out your desks. Pruitt's move could significantly change the makeup of the 18-member Board of Scientific Counselors, which advises EPA's key scientific arm on whether the research it does has sufficient rigor and integrity. All of the members being dismissed were at the end of serving at least one three-year term, although these terms are often renewed instead of terminated. Among the tragic victims is Robert Richardson, a Michigan professor and ecological economist, who tweeted movingly about his martyrdom. He tweets, "Today, boo-hoo, folks, today I was trumped. I have had the pleasure of serving on the EPA Board of Scientific Counselors, and my appointment was terminated today. Boo-hoo." A closer look at the man's biography gives a few clues as to why his contract was not renewed. His research, teaching, and outreach program focuses primarily on sustainable development, and he uses a variety of methods from the behavioral and social sciences to study decision-making about the use of natural resources and the values of ecosystem services. "Oh, dear," writes this columnist at Breitbart. "How sad. Never mind." But the biggest sign of Trump's commitment to slaying the green blob is expected tomorrow, when we finally hear whether or not the president means to keep his election promise to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. If this happens, it will be a disaster for the U.S., with the only beneficiary being White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon. At least that's what environmental journalist David Roberts claims in Vox. Let's see here. Given that Roberts is the guy who once called for Nuremberg-style trials for climate skeptics, perhaps his views should be taken with a pinch of salt. Nonetheless, this is good. This is a new kind of writing, folks. I'm having a hard time reading it myself, because this kind of irony and humor and actually taking our side is so new, it's hard to read. Anyway, he says, let's get out of this Paris Pact, and apparently we're going to find out maybe as soon as tomorrow. If and when Trump pulls the U.S. out of Paris, it won't be the end for the green blob, nor even the beginning of the end, but it might perhaps be the end of the beginning. It will be arguably the first big signal by any major leader, this goes back to what Lou Dobbs was saying, by any major leader of the Western world, that the tide on the great global warming scam is about to turn, and that the alarmists are about to be crushed by fortune's wheel. I like that.
Very good.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And that's no small potatoes, folks, because this global warming stuff has been used to shut down our industry. That's what they're doing in Canada. Canada's a wonderful coal country and oil and gas, and people are doing everything they can, these global alarmists, to shut down your energy-rich country, Paul.
Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, yeah, and we've got a trust. Our trust fund kid prime minister wants to bring in a carbon tax, and two of our most radical premiers, and one who isn't as radical, have our own lesbian premier in Ontario has brought in a carbon tax. It really is hurting the price of gasoline and electricity. And the socialist premier of Alberta wants to further put the boots to batter the oil economy of her province by she's brought in a carbon tax. This is part of the absolute madness this may not be popular with all of our listeners, but you know, if you believe in the so-called Holocaust, you'll believe in anything, and you know that's the religion of our new global elite. So they believe in, well, what's essentially wildly exaggerated, to be kind, that they believe in global warming, which a high school student with a little bit of geographical and scientific knowledge should be able to cut through and blow away.
Yes, and fortunately there are some hard scientists, some great academics and scientists who are global warming skeptics, and they are now Donald Trump and Scott Pruitt is putting them on these 200 boards and advisory committees that were just mentioned. And this is where when you get down to the fine grained detail of these boards, commissions, and all these thousands of appointments, wow, we will see a real amplification of the Trump phenomenon, as there are now thousands of smart, patriotic people working to implement his program, not just the handful with which he was compelled to begin. And in addition, we will now have our own more amplification. We will have our own media, which is, you know, we're doing that here with this radio network. Breitbart's doing it with their basically news agency and TV network. So here you go. Matt Drudge's page is taking off like never before. And meanwhile, the lamestream media is all wilting. And, you know, they're in the red. They're losing money. They have the lowest credibility they've ever had. Their credibility is now down as low as Congress's. I think down in like the 6% range of people actually believe in them.
Yeah. Streetwalkers have a higher credibility.
Yeah. James, we do need to make that leap from alternative to replacement mainstream.
I like that, George. I like that.
And, you know, Donald Trump is the billionaire elitist who stepped out of line. And, you know, he did the unthinkable and became one of us. That's good, but we need more than one to do that. All these people on Fox News that are going to be bludgeoned by Rupert's sons or whatever. We need a serious business, right-wing, mainstream network that's on TV everywhere, available 24/7. We're not there yet.
Now, folks, here's a note from our engineer. Oh, let me get this out at least as much as I can in the minutes we have. This is an urgent message from Republic Broadcasting Network about keeping this network and our kind of activity going. One, 17 similar radio stations or networks out of a total of 25 have gone bust over the past few years. Two, it is extremely difficult to generate advertising revenue in the declining economy of the same period, and getting paid from some advertisers is extremely difficult, even from loyal patriots. For these reasons, RBN has been within hours of closing down on at least six occasions over the past 2 years. Fourthly, John, that's the great John Stadtmiller, the founder of RBN, has cut the cost of RBN operations down from $23,000 per month to $12,000 a month during the same time. There is nothing left to cut. There is a list of tech equipment that badly needs to be replaced at the station, and there are no funds available to do so. RBN is regularly being hacked, a sixth point, and attacked by the security services for telling the truth on all of the various issues that we cover. Seventh, my own program, this is one of our hosts, Barden, the Barden Report, was massively attacked via Skype last month. It's called a Red Hat attack, which I will explain another time, writes host Barden. There is no equivalent radio network that can come close to RBN in the United States, and never one that never dilutes the message. And that was, those points there, the engineer reminded me to make those to you. And I had a chance to talk with Mr. Barden on the phone. He was so kind to call me. I hope he's listening now. I want to thank you, Mr. Barden. And folks, make sure you listen to his Barden Report Saturday morning. And there you have it. We're coming close to our last segment. Maybe we could maybe get in one last call. But Paul, I'd like to hear during the break, if you can fashion a last thought to the audience on anything pertaining to your recent work, we'd love to hear it. Stay tuned, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, here's a hot story. Paul, I'll turn the microphone over to you, but late-breaking development. The Kushner family is apologizing for mentioning Jared's name at the EB-5 visa investor meeting in China. This is, and who's telling us? Breitbart, of course. Nicole Kushner-Meyer is apologizing for mentioning her brother Jared Kushner, a senior White House advisor and son-in-law to President Trump, during an investment conference in China over the weekend. She goes down here. On Monday, Kushner Company said Meyer's remarks, that's Nicole Kushner, were not meant to motivate investors to sign on to the real estate project. Now, folks, if you believe that,
we've got a bridge in Brooklyn we'd like to
sign. Meyer never mentioned, they keep calling her Meyer, her name is Kushner, never mentioned the president's name during the investor event, but Trump's photo was seen in a slide at the conference that detailed the key decision makers on the EB-5 program, CNN reports. So, didn't say his name, just showed his big picture. Kushner Companies distanced itself from the photo Monday, insisting that the image was part of a presentation by the event's organizers. Kushner Companies had nothing to do with it. Okay, again, if you believe that, folks. So there you go. The publicity we're offering on this that we're putting out is having an effect. The Kushner Company trying to backpedal, trying to apologize, and we need more like this. Paul, go ahead. What's been cooking in your world during this Japan event, this Japan tour?
Well, I met a number of people who are very concerned about globalism and are nationalists. And I was very, very impressed at how racially conscious the Japanese are, and often in a very not obvious way. It's just in their blood, and they've not had the diversity propaganda that's been imbibed by so many people here in North America. We've had our schools pumping out garbage, at least about diversity and multiculturalism, for going on 30 years, and it just isn't present in Japan. Now they have a number of weaknesses. They're terrified of nuclear weapons for obvious reasons, and many are very upset about what happened at the reactor at Fukushima a couple of years ago after the huge tidal wave, and it continues to leak really dangerous stuff. But I've also read that their armed forces are now contemplating getting cruise missiles capable of hitting North Korea should there be an attack. And
Paul, you know what we have here, Paul, is material for a great book on what the Japanese can teach us white folks about nationalism. We're going to run out of time, folks, but we will see you again tomorrow night. Paul, thank you. George, the same. Thank you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.